Someone might say, I don't care why you did it, just that you did it. I don't care why you did it, just that you did it. As Christians, we think differently than that. For us as Christians, the why is important to us because it's important to God. The why is as important to the what. That's what I'm going to suggest to you this morning. Let's begin with a couple of basic principles. The first one is in Romans chapter 1 and verse 5. That everything we do must be based on faith. And I want to talk about this in a couple of ways, just very briefly this morning. First of all, I want to point out a very basic principle, and especially to our young. All of us who are Christians should know these very basic passages, and here's a couple of them. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 5, through whom, Paul says, just jumping in the middle of things, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. That we're to be obedient to the faith, the body of teaching from God's Word. Also, I want you to notice with me at the end of Romans, chapter 16 now, and verse 26, and look at the very end of this verse, Paul speaking of those things he was preaching in his ministry, leading to the obedience of faith. So we as Christians, we are obedient to the faith. And this faith, you'll remember so very well in chapter 10 and verse 17, comes from God's Word. And there the apostle says in Romans 10:17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. So we are to be obedient to the faith, and this faith comes from hearing God's Word. Remember 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, we must obey the gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, God saves those who believe. Now let me ask you just a couple of questions as we get started this morning. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, can a person believe without knowing God's Word? If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, can a person believe without knowing God's Word? And can a person be saved without knowing God's Word? Remember in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, the prophet says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Can we believe without knowing God's Word? Can we be saved without knowing God's Word? And now let me ask you this question. How important is Bible study and learning God's Word compared to other things we do in life? Now I want us to move just a little bit further into Romans. Let's go to chapter 14 and verse 23. We do the things that are revealed within God's Word. We do those things by faith, having been convinced of them and persuaded, being convicted of them. We do them by faith. Indeed, the why is important. It's because we believe, because it's revealed in the Word of God. But now I want to talk about something a little bit differently. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 23, here Paul is talking about things which are matters of opinion, beginning in verse 1. Whether you eat meat, you don't eat meat. Whether you observe certain days or you don't personally observe those days. And he says at the end of this section, verse 23, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. So the why is important. If you believe that something is wrong, although it may be okay, if you believe that it's wrong and you do it anyway, to you it is a sin. It's perfectly fine to eat meat. The Bible teaches us that. So if I believe it's okay to eat meat and I eat that meat, it's perfectly fine. But if you believe that it's wrong and you eat it anyway, you have committed a sin. I did not commit a sin in eating the meat, but you in eating the meat, you committed the sin. Dawn, as you know, is a vegetarian, some years ago, a Christian man said to me, why do you let her do that? You should just make her eat meat. And I said, I'm not going to do that, because that would offend her conscience, that would defile her conscience, and I could twist her arm as a little child, not anymore as a young adult, but as a little child, I could twist her arm to make her eat that meat. But that would be a sin, because she thought for her it was wrong. So the why is important. Some brethren believe that it's wrong to observe Christmas. That's their personal belief on it. And I have some good friends who believe that. Beth and I. Beth, when we were first married, she believed that. And so I didn't do it for the sake of her conscience. But this is so very important that we are sensitive to one another and their conscience, and that we act in a proper manner, because we would not want to put a stumbling block in front of anyone who didn't think it was right to do something, a matter of opinion, because if they were to do it anyway, to them that would be a sin. Let me ask these questions. How important is it to stay true to our conscience? How important is it to stay true to our conscience? And how important is it for us to train our conscience with God's Word? So the why is important. If it's by faith, it's just revealed within the Word of God. Those are the things that we should be doing. And of matters which are of opinion, we are to stay true to our conscience and do those things which we are convinced of according to faith. Now let me bring up something else in this whole discussion. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Again, a very basic verse that we know here, but turn there with me once again so that you know where it's at in your Bible. The next time you have a discussion, you know exactly where it is. Colossians 3 and verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Now I want to talk to the older Christians, the mature Christians, just a little bit. If we're to be obedient to the faith, and faith comes by hearing the Word of God, if we're to do all in word and deed in the name of Jesus Christ, let me ask you this question, these questions. If our faith is based on God's Word, should we know the Scripture that authorizes what we're doing? Now, this is challenging. For those who have been Christians for a long time, you take everything that you do, from the greatest to the smallest, and if we're to do those things which are by faith, and faith comes by the Word of God, should we not be able to give the Scripture and to cite the authority? Now, if we cannot do that, how do we know that it's a faith? And if we cannot do that, how do we know that it's in the name of Jesus Christ? Well, that was just the way that I was raised. Well, that doesn't mean it's in the Bible. Well, that's just what all the other Christians do. Well, that doesn't mean it's in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you ever tried to do this if you've been a Christian maybe 10 or 20 years or something? And you go through your day and you pick out some of the mundane things. And you say, what's the Scripture for doing that? That's challenging. The why is important. Why are you doing that? I can tell you this funny little illustration. Sometimes Beth will be working on a project, and I'll say, what are you doing? She says, I'm doing this and this and this and this. I'll say, why? And she'll give me an answer. I say, well, why are you doing that? And sometimes it's very challenging for her, and she'll get a little upset at me. But I ask, why? Why are you doing that? And so we need to ask ourselves the question, why? And just don't take for granted it's because, well, it's always what I've done. It's what my parents taught me to do. It's what other Christians are doing. So what? As older, mature Christians, we should be able to go, that's the verse, the passage that authorizes that. If not, we don't know whether it's a faith or not. If not, we don't know whether it's in the name of Christ or not. The why is important. And at least in some perspectives, I'll agree not in all, especially in the raising of children, the why is as important as the what. Faith based on God's word, doing the right things for the right reasons. Well, let me suggest to you something else in which the why is as important as the what. And this is even more so, I think, this way. That all things must be done in love. Again, look at some basic passages with me. Go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. And here the Apostle Paul says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love." Faith working through love. The love there is agape, by the way. It is the commitment we have to do what's right in every circumstance. All right, so circumcision, uncircumcision, that doesn't mean anything. But what is important is faith working through love. Now let me ask you this. What if faith is working but not through love? What if someone is doing the right things out of other motives? What about that? Well, it's not faith working through love. Is not the why important? Love is the engine that drives us to be obedient to the faith, Romans chapter 1 and verse 5. Go with me to 2 Corinthians. Isn't it amazing how much Paul talks about this and how much he talks about love in these two epistles, 1 and 2 Corinthians and Galatians also? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. Is the why important? Verse 14. "For the love of Christ controls us." Well, what if I'm doing the right thing for some other reason? What if it's not the love of Christ that's controlling me? What if it's something else that is controlling me? Is the why important? Of course it is. "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this." Now, why? Why does the love of Christ control us? "That one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, so that all who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." And verse 21, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." The love of Christ controls us. It is faith working through love. Is the why important? Let me suggest to you that it is critically important. That if someone were to ask, "Why are you doing that?" Not only should we, especially as mature Christians, be able to cite the scripture, but also the motive. Why are you doing that? And if it is not out of love, if it is not faith working through love, if it is not the love of Christ controlling us, that our motives are wrong. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and I want to point out just a couple of things there. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 14. Maybe you have forgotten this scripture. Maybe this will remind you. "Let all things be done in love." Agape. Let all things be done in love. The motive for all things, the reason behind all things besides the scripture and doing those things of faith, must be love. It must be. The why is as important as the what. Verse 22. "If anyone does not love the Lord," that's phileo, "he is to be accursed." Maranatha. The why is important. Doing the right thing without love is of no profit. Doing the right thing without love is of no profit. Let me show you the scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And beginning in verse 1. Verse 1. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but I do not have love, it profits me nothing. Translated into the present day. If I do the greatest, most incredible thing for God, but it's not because of love, there's no profit in it. No profit in it. Because the motive is wrong. Because my heart is wrong. Because it's not out of love. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that causes me to pause and to consider that analysis of my life with the physical things that I do is only partial analysis. Because I can be doing the physical things that are right for all sorts of motives, and there not be any profit at all. Unless the motives behind what I am doing are the right motives, I receive no profit. Let's use a very simple illustration. Assembling with the saints, or going to church, as we may call it, if it's not from love, it does not profit us. Now, there are all sorts of reasons people can go to church. It may be to make somebody else happy, parents or friends or a boss or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or it may be to make business contacts. All of these are improper motives. If we go to church for a reason such as that, has going to church done us any good? Has there been any profit? I don't think so. Partaking of the Lord's Supper, and the Apostle Paul teaches on this also in the exact same epistle, that if I'm partaking of the Lord's Supper and my motives are not what they ought to be, and my heart is not what it ought to be, has it done me any good than to take a little piece of bread and a little bit of juice, and what little bit of physical sustenance that might have been? Has there been any spiritual benefit? Has there been any profit? The answer is no. The why is as important as the what. If it's not of faith, and it's not faith working through love, well, then it is sin. Our faith is based on God's Word, and our faith is driven by godly love. Now, let me ask this question. Are you doing the right things? And the answer may be yes. So let me ask this question. Are you doing the right things for the right reasons? Are you doing the right things for the same, for the right reasons? And that's a hard question to answer. It takes a lot of work to answer that question. It takes a lot of self-evaluation to answer that question. And for me, I would like to say yes. I would like to say immediately, yes, the answer is yes. But it takes some time to really answer that question and to dig down deep enough to answer that question. So I'll tell you this morning, I hope the answer for me is yes. I think the answer for me is yes, but I'm still trying to make the final decision because I want to make sure that I'm doing the right things for the right reasons. Well, one more point for you this morning, and this really goes alongside with the reason, but also it is a result. When we're doing those things which are of faith and we're doing them out of love, there is a result. This is the result. We glorify God. But also, glorifying God is a reason. So I want to talk about this morning. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. Perhaps you have not thought about this scripture in a while. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now this says a couple of things, I believe, within the context of our lesson. First of all, when we're doing the right things for the right reasons, it does bring glory to God. And the second thing is, when we're considering doing something, are we considering how to bring glory to God? To do it in a way that brings glory to God. Is that even within our consideration or our thought process? Because the Bible says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. It's something we must think about. Am I going to bring glory to God, and how am I going to bring glory to God? Remember Romans chapter 1, verse 21, we honor our Heavenly Father as God and give thanks. That's the big difference between us and the heathen. And Romans 2, 23, we honor Him by keeping His law. When we do the right things for the right reasons, it brings glory to God. Anything else dishonors Him. Turn your Bibles with me over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 21. Just sort of jumping in the middle of things here. For we have regard for what is honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Remember 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, we glorify God in our bodies. Remember Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, we exalt Christ in our bodies. Remember Romans chapter 12, verse 17, we do all things that are honorable and respectable in the sight of all men. And remember 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19, we make ourselves slaves to all to win some. We have regard for what is honorable. To bring honor, to bring glory, we have regard for what is honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Bringing honor to God has to come into the equation. Has to come into the equation. I must admit, I've done some things that I had the right to do, but did them in a way that did not glorify God. I was doing the right thing, quote unquote, but doing it the wrong way, which then made it the wrong thing to do. And so it must come into our mind. It must come into the thought process. Am I bringing glory and honor to God by what I'm doing and the way I'm doing it? And my question for you this morning is, do you think of that? Do you think that way? Does that come into the equation? Or is it just simply, I have the right to do this and I'm going to do this no matter what? And I admit I've had that attitude a few times. And it's the wrong thing to do. Let me give you some examples. We're commanded to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4, 15. The right thing is speak the truth. The right way is love. Unfortunately, I've been guilty when I was young of speaking the truth not in love. And I tell you something, when you speak the truth not in love, it would have been better if you had just kept your mouth shut. Because you do more harm than you do good. It's the right thing, but it's the wrong way. It did not bring glory to God. It dishonored God. Oh, it was the right thing, but the wrong way, which really made it the wrong thing. Let me give you another example. We're commanded to be ready to make a defense, to give an account for the hope that is within us with gentleness and reverence, 1 Peter 3:15. And oh, I've given that defense before, but not with reverence and not with gentleness. Oh, I was doing the right thing, but I was doing it the wrong way, which dishonored God and did not glorify God. We can do the right thing, but if we do it the wrong way, it dishonors God. The why is as important as the what. If it's not of faith, it's wrong. If it's faith working through something other than love, it's the wrong motive, and it does not glorify God. Our faith is based on God's word. It's driven by love, and the result is glory to God. Think about your life and the things you do and the things you have done and the mistakes you have made as I have made them. And let's all try not to make those mistakes again. Not to ever dishonor God. And upon the occasion when we might do that, let's repent of that and confess it to the one we've done it to, so that God can be honored once again. The why is as important as the what, at least from the perspective we've talked this morning. Thankfully, we have a loving God, and we can be forgiven even of the times when we dishonor Him. And we can be saved from our sins. So we're going to extend the gospel invitation. If you'd like to get your songbook out, there is a great day coming. Number 283. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be an incredible day. I'll use the word that I think is so overused today. It's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be a really good day for some folks. Jesus tells us just going to be a few folks compared to all the world. And it's going to be a really bad day for most people in the world. Thankfully, because we're Christians and faithful to God and serving Him and repenting of our sins, we're going to see the good part of that day. And that's going to be just really incredible. If you're not a Christian this morning, we want you too to see the good part of that day. And that is to enter into the joy of your Master, to enter into heaven. What must you do? Well, believing in Jesus Christ and repenting of your sins, confessing that He is the Son of God, to be baptized for the remission of your sins, you'll be part of that good day as you remain faithful to Him. Maybe you're a Christian and you've strayed from the truth. Maybe you used to be part of the good day, but now you're part of the bad day, folks. Well, you can change that, and you know how to do that, repenting of your sins and confessing, asking for forgiveness. As you pray to God, you'll be cleansed once again with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's all leave here this morning part of the good day, folks. If we can help you at all in your obedience to Jesus Christ, won't you step to the front now as we stand and sing.